If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
One and all, every person in the sound of my voice, welcome in. Christopher Manti Radio Program, Conservative Nation Radio Network, ConservativeNationMedia.com. Please visit early and often. Manti is my name. I am your host for an abbreviated version, succinct and to the point today. And from this point on, 718-305-7176 is my phone number. Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com if you'd like to email. Chat room is open as well. Please pop in there. Hello, friends. I've got a friend in the chat room already waving hello. Excellent. Love it. Thank you for joining me, as always, whether live or downloading me during the week. Maybe on the weekend, finally your chores and your responsibilities are through. Maybe you want to catch up with a normal person, speaking the truth, what's on your mind. I appreciate that very much. So it is I, Manti, here for 60 minutes, podcasting to the world for a time such as this. September the 6th. Unreal. We are. Summer is over. The weather is turning colder, even as we speak. 72 degrees in my neck of the woods today. And the world itself is growing colder. The love of many shall wax cold, as we are told by the Lord. So that will happen. Can't change what he already set up. It will happen, and we just got to wade through it and endure to the end. That is our command. So we have to take it very seriously. And so the theme today will be new beginnings. I hope you are down with that. I dare not say progress. That is such a negative connotation nowadays. By the way, don't forget Facebook, like my show at Manti Show on Facebook, and also Conservative Nation Radio on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Please follow us on Twitter. Get our likes up there. Share us with all your Twitter friends at CNR Show. CNR Show. That is our Twitter handle. Please make a note of it. ChristopherManti.com. For all things me, of course, these are the Trinity Media Studios, and very happy to be broadcasting today from the state-of-the-art equipment of Trinity. 718-305-7176 is the number. Of course, how can you ignore what's going on in our world? It is being ramped up. And there's a spiritual dimension to this. There's no question about it. Syria, Iran, and our Constitution all going down the toilet. And just, you know, be aware. Don't be in denial about what's happening and what you can do about it. You know, and I've said this many times before. My recent history in life has been very involved in the political world. I've always followed it. I've always voted. Always paid keen attention to events at home and abroad. But after last November, where I poured my heart and soul for 2 years straight into that world of politics, I've come to realize that there is no solution there. I'm not advocating for anything else. I'm just saying. Elections are great, but we've proven time and time again that those of us on the right, clear thinking, Christian conservative gun owners, all the rest of it, common sense folks, are in the minority. We're not going to win any more elections. For a multitude of reasons, but you only need 50%. I mean, look at the morons that keep getting reelected that have no business serving anywhere in government, but yet they are back again and again and again and again and again. Fill in your favorite name here. Very rarely does a normal person who's willing to shake things up even get through, much less a majority of them, where that would change anything, right? There's no opposition party. There are different ways of accomplishing the same socialist goal. And I'm not saying third party, because there's no hope there either, folks. You know, I was very heavily involved in two presidential campaigns. One at the, I don't want to say the highest levels, but pretty high. You might say the highest levels. And that didn't work out. Our candidate quit. And then I felt very strongly that I should fight against the presumptive nominee. So I was involved with another presidential candidate at a state and national level, and that didn't work out so well either. And that's fine. I could take, you know, you're on the losing team. Sometimes it happens. Then I was campaign manager for a U.S. Senate candidate of one of the two major parties, okay? Not a fifth partier, right? This is a major, major candidate with debates against the incumbent and the whole nine yards. And I met the incumbent. I met his staff, right? Okay. And we lost that one big time, too. Even though I looked these voters in the eyes and saw what their concerns were and saw the answers, the answers provided, and there's no explanation other than the letter by the person's name. That's the only thing they cared about. Throughout my state, and throughout the country, honestly. I mean, it's just the way it is. And so that, you know, whenever I say, oh, we got to, whenever I hear people say, oh, we've got to toss these people out, blah, 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 you're wasting your time. If for every one you get, you miss 10. And we go on down the road of tyrannical exercise. So, that's my point about all this, is that there is no political solution. I mean, you're seeing it with our president talking about attacking Syria. Nobody wants to do it, honestly. I mean, very few normal people are behind it. Higher ups in government, the House and the Senate, I don't think either one of those, corrupt as they are, I don't think either one of those will produce a majority of support. But he doesn't care. Because he can do it without him. And as much as that ticks off us right-wing conservatives, he's right. The War Powers Act of 1973 gives the president unlimited power. Does. It just does. Any president can order any military to any action he or she pleases at any time. The only caveat of the law is that you have to report back to Congress within 60 days for approval. Or 90 days, read the act. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's supposed to be 60 days for deployment and 30 days to come home. That's the way the rule is written. But all you have to do is change a little phraseology here and spin it a little different there. And, oh, we're not engaged in hostilities. They did this junk with Libya. Remember? They didn't even go through the War Powers Act. They didn't even comply with that because there was no hostilities, right? They can, all they do is change a few words in their official report, and you have a unrestrained executive wielding the military however he wants. Nothing's ever going to happen. There'll never be an impeachment. There'll never be any type of responsibility. Nothing. I mean, it's crystal clear in the Constitution that the Congress, meaning both houses, House and Senate, have the power to declare war. We haven't declared war since World War II on anyone. Not Korea, that was a UN action, which we happen to be a part of. Right? You see how this goes. Vietnam was a police action. Gulf of Tonkin resolution, right? It was just that's where the War Powers Act, that's what created the War Powers Act, basically. Right? All you need is use of force resolutions from the Congress, and that's not a declaration of war. They know it's not. There's no debate about that. That has never even come up as far as I can remember in my lifetime. I'm 37. So that's just not going to happen. They're not going to suddenly wake up one day and start caring about the Constitution. It's over. As bonkers as this seems, we have the socialist in chief. I don't really mean that as a insult, which of course I'm an anti-socialist, but I don't really mean that to insult the guy. That's what he is. And is the whole administration is, and everyone around him is. They believe in that. They're true believers in world government and government issuing your rights to you, and Constitution being a roadblock, and Christianity being a bigger roadblock. So take heed. Well, as much as as crazy as it seems, we've only been in the second term of Obama for less than eight months. Yeah, January, right? Inauguration, middle of January. We're not even at the eight-month mark. We have almost 3.5 years more. I don't care what happens in 2014, by the way. Even if by some miracle, honest to God, conservatives, which I don't know where they are anymore. They don't exist, apparently. They sweep through the Senate and the House. There's no progress to be made, right? All right, so anyway, point is, get right with your religion, not your politics. You're not answerable to a political party. Your actions every day should not be serving a candidate. It should be serving God. Serving your church, your local church. Serving, if you're part of fortunate enough to be part of a regional or national or international group of Christians doing good work. That's who you answer to. Politics is dead. The judiciary is dead. There's no hope in those things. Jesus, his life was a storm of controversy. Remember that. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ. It's not a political sentiment. It's the Christopher Manti radio program. Back from the break, I'm going to get into apparently what's going to happen. Obama said on striking Syria and Damascus. And there's some more details about that. Get into that after the break. Now, summer, like I said, summer is over. 2013 summer is gone. But at conservativenationmedia.com, it is now official. We're all coming to you live, 8 p.m. Eastern time every weekday. Except for me, of course. But have no fear. You can still download our podcast to your heart's content at conservativenationmedia.com anytime and anywhere, even on your mobile phone. That's any iPhone, Android, or even BlackBerry smartphones. You name it. And don't forget, check out our new shows, Second Amendment Forum with Max Roberts. That's Thursday nights. Soldier of Patriotism with Michael Smith. That's Sunday. And American by Design with Bing Fisher, also Sunday. It's pretty easy to remember. Just make sure to join us every weekday evening at 8 p.m. at conservativenationmedia.com. Speaking of which, I do encourage you to go there, please, and click on the Patriot Depot banner that you see prominently displayed. It is very important. And I'll tell you all about it right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Yeah, I am. Very happy about that, actually. Let's talk about Patriot Depot. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org or conservativenationmedia.com. Same place, doesn't matter. If you're listening, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case our leftist government drops the ball and leaves this country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency, or they create the emergency because you're the enemy. Either way, since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything you need from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. Your pipeline to all of those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the best-known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. So wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org or conservativenationmedia.com, same place. Click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, unbelievable. The rock and roll is good for the soul, my friends. I don't care what you hear. It is good for you and your health, spiritual and physical. I'm convinced of it. Look at what it's done for me. 718-305-7176. If you're listening live, podcasting, sorry. Too late. But we were talking about, of course, what else? Syria and our president's obsession with striking back because they use chemical weapons. Well, listen, folks, I got news for you. This is the third time that it's happened this year. Did you know? Did you know? Yes. But the first two times, of course, it was the rebels or freedom fighters or terrorists or mishmash of every bad person in Syria that doesn't work for the government. Whatever you call them, they use chemical weapons this year. But yet, this was not them this time. Okay. That's fine. Whatever. It really does not matter. The point is, we don't care. We didn't care then. We don't care when innocent children, that's the one thing you hear all the time from now, Kerry and Obama, right? Oh, the 400 children. Yeah, God, that's horrible. Horrible. Evil, definitely. No question about it. What about the innocent children of Christians that are killed? We don't hear a dang peep. Not one. There's Christian persecution every day in these same countries. Everywhere in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia is the worst in the world. They won't even allow churches to be built. They won't even recognize any other religion. Look, ask the Egyptian Christians how the Muslim Brotherhood is treating them nowadays. How's the Al-Qaeda with their Christian neighbors, hmm? Yeah, right. How about the Hezbollah in Lebanon, right? How about the Iranian regime? How are they doing for Christians there? Yeah. Uh-huh. All through Africa. Oh, genocide. Pfft, who cares? Darfur. You know, Rwanda. Just some Christians being killed. They're killing each other. Who cares? Chemical weapons. Yeah, so other people use them. So what? But this time, we must show them a lesson. Bunch of lies, man. Bunch of lies. But, okay. If we're going to strike, this, every time the American military gears up for action, you got to perk up. Because whatever, whether you like it or not, we're the most powerful nation in the history of Earth. And God is the reason for that. And I don't just mean in a generic sense, obvious, well, if we're the most powerful, that means God blessed you. No, it was preordained that the people who settled this country would have the greatest military in the history of man. Did you know that? It's in the Bible. Anyways. All right, here's the report I want to read to you from the Jerusalem Post. By the way, the Israelis are strangely silent about most of this, aren't they? Other than to say, don't you dare hit us, because we'll hit you back twice as hard. And they will. They will not mess around. If there is any type of chemical weaponry used from Syria, they're not going to care who did it. They're not going to care. They're going to hold the government there responsible, and you will see a disproportionate reply. I think they know that. I'm thinking they probably know that. But if there's any kind of non-conventional weapon, if there's a chemical or biological weapon used against Israel, then you may see a nuclear reply. Or at least something that is close to it and that you've probably never seen in your life. You definitely will not have seen what Israel does. if that happens. Okay. Jerusalem Post report, U.S. strike on Syria to be significantly larger than expected. Whoa, wait a second here. Isn't our government telling us it'll be very limited and, you know, extremely limited and a very small scope and short duration, right? That's the only way they're going to get any votes for a resolution of any kind. Well, here's some more information leaking out. Jerusalem Post says, via ABC News, U.S. is planning on an aerial strike in addition to Tomahawk missiles from Navy destroyers. New York Times says Obama ordered expansion of list of targets following up reports Assad moved troops and equipment. Well, no kidding, because you announced your intentions before you did it. Like I said last week, this is warfare 101. I don't care if you're on the right side of history, morality, or not. If you're going to attack someone, you do it, and you talk later. Anyway, despite statements from both U.S. President Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry that a U.S.-led strike in Syria would be, quote, limited and tailored, whatever the hell tailored means, my insertion, ABC News reported Thursday that the strike planned by Obama's national security team is, quote, significantly larger than most have anticipated. According to ABC News, an additional salvo of 200 Tomahawk cruise missiles fired from four Navy destroyers stationed in the eastern Mediterranean, the U.S. is also planning an aerial campaign that is expected to last 2 days. I don't know. Last time I heard something like this, we were in bombing for 2 months in Kosovo. This campaign potentially includes aerial bombardment of missiles and long-range bombs from U.S.-based B-2 stealth bombers that carry satellite-guided bombs, B-52 bombers that carry air-launched cruise missiles, and Qatar-based B-1s that carry long-range air-to-surface missiles. The military strike will do more damage to Assad's forces in 48 hours than the Syrian rebels have done in 2 years, a national security official told ABC News. Well, no kidding. I hope so. Meanwhile, Obama has directed the Pentagon to expand the list of potential targets in Syria following reports Assad's forces have moved troops and equipment used to employ chemical weapons in anticipation of the U.S.-led strike against them, the Times reported. Uh-oh. Is this building up to a complete destruction of Damascus in your mind? Is the Bible coming true or what? Isaiah 17, folks. Okay, back to the story. In order to degrade Assad's ability to use chemical weapons, a list of 50 or so major sites has to be expected, official told the Times. 50 or so. Mm-hmm. Targets include, by the way, this is the point of this chemical attack. No matter who, which side did it, is to provoke a response. Right? Anyway, targets include military units that have stored and prepared the chemical weapons, as well as headquarters who ordered the attacks and units who carry them out. Other targets include rockets and artillery that have launched the attacks, at times called military officials. Martin Dempsey, who was our chairman of the Joint Chiefs, I believe you'd call him, said targets would also include equipment used to protect the chemicals, air defenses, long-range missiles, and rockets. The attack would not target the chemical stockpiles in fear that doing so would cause catastrophe. In Washington, U.S. lawmakers questioned the possible price tag of a military operation in Syria. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel told Congress on Wednesday the military operation is expected to cost, quote, tens of millions of dollars, according to AFP. And this is, he said that in a flippant, like, only tens of millions. Right? I watched the testimony. It was like, oh, only, you know, tens of millions. You know, not too bad. This estimate is based on the assumption the military intervention in Syria would only last a few days, which you know it won't. A single Tomahawk missile costs $1.5 million, while keeping some ships in the area would cost millions more, Navy Chief Admiral Jonathan Greenhardt said Thursday, but those numbers are not extraordinary at this point. Exactly. In addition to the four destroyers, the U.S. Navy currently is stationed Mediterranean. Aircraft carrier Nimitz and accompanying warships are ready in the Red Sea in case they are needed. The carrier strike group costs $40 million a week if the aircraft on board are engaged in combat-related flights, while routine operations cost $25 million a week, Greenhardt said. Well, there you have it. I don't think anybody believed this was going to be limited and what was it? Targeted? No. Nuts. I got to get that back. Limited and tailored. Sorry, excuse me. I just want to get it right. Tailored. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tailored. Right. Tailored. That's what you think of when you think of military operation. Tailoring. It's words like that that they can justify anything. We'll need to comply with this because of that. We don't need to seek war resolution because of that. We don't have to go to war because of this. We don't have to have a vote on that because of this. We don't have to stop now because of that. Tailoring. Oh, my friends. Good thing we still, for now, have the First Amendment. I'll be back in a minute.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or restricting the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
ConservativeNationRadio.org.
To the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Welcome back, my friends. It is I, Manti, back on the air. 35 minutes after the hour now, Conservative Nation Radio Network. This is the Final Resistance. Yes, thank you for being with me, being part of this program, and for being part of this civil resistance, right? Civil resistance. That sounds nice. Let us take language for ourselves and not let it be used against us. And it's the Manti Show again, podcasting this week and every week from here on out. Succinct and to the point. Hopefully you enjoy learning, educated, entertained, enlightened, emotionally satisfied. I certainly appreciate your patronage. today. And please listen to our network all week long. We are very happy to have shows every day of the week for you. So please spread the word. Social media, I just point everyone to conservativenationmedia.com. I would very much appreciate that. Okay, so we're going to one more segment here about the serious situation. All right, what happens? All right, let's say we attack. Oh, by the way, latest is that our president has is going to speak to the nation on September 10th, the eve of September 11th. Yeah. Again, as you know, if you listen to my show at all the past few months, there's a book called The Harbinger. Jonathan Cahn is the author. He's a messianic rabbi, a brother in the Lord. He wrote about September 11th and how God orchestrated it exactly like happened with ancient Israel as a strike of judgment against us. Our hedge of protection was removed on that day because of how we were rejecting him, and our refusal to accept him after that led to even more, and more will come. And the destruction of Damascus will be the next step. We will truly experience tribulation after that time, when our military defenses will be taken away, basically. You could take that to mean that the hedge will be totally removed and we'll be attacked by every sort of bad guy within our borders. And without, who knows? But our financial power will fall. And that's the whole Western world. Christian nations, so to speak. The world economy will collapse at some point. How long after Damascus falls, I do not know. But it will happen. And Iran is part of this, biblically and geopolitically. They have been... The Syrians are... Without going into too much of a history lesson, it used to be a French colony after World War I, okay? The Russians have always been with the Syrians because they were socialists. They were communists in the Arab world, so they latched onto them. And that's why they can do no wrong with Putin even today. That's why Russia is talking extremely tough about if we strike, then they will help defend the Syrians. Whatever that means, I don't know. But they're talking, rattling their sabers. Oh, by the way, and so is Iran, because Iran is the puppet master for Syria and the Lebanese Muslims. The Shiites, okay? The Shia strain of Islam is in the extreme minority. There's really only three places in the world where it exists in fair numbers. That's Iran, Syria, and Lebanon. And some in Iraq, you know, some crossover in there. But the ruling clan in Syria is called the Alawites. Okay, the Alawites are a strain of Shia Islam. Okay, there's your lesson for the day. Point is, Iran is the puppet master. And that's why they care, and that's why they have threatened to unleash the Hezbollah if we attack. Again, this is all – they're all connected. They're all Shia, okay? The Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood are the other side. They're the Sunni crazies. So that's why they fight a lot. But anyways, so basically, if and when we attack Syria, even if it's just us, you will see retaliation, most likely. The next step in the scenario would be from the Hezbollah. There are Hezbollah cells in America sleeping. all just waiting for a phone call to be awoken. And of course, there will be a lot of negative consequences other than the obvious bloodshed that that will create. But the Constitution at that point would be, whatever vestiges of it that remain would be gone. And God forbid there's any retaliation in the homeland from non-military people like you and me. We're going to be the bad guys all of a sudden. And it'll give them enough pretext to do whatever they want. So just perk up, all right? Watch out. And this is how this game's out. Now, I'm concerned with prophecy because that is what's going to happen. Everything else is noise. Everything else is the words of men and the guesses of very imperfect individuals. God is 100% true and accurate. When Damascus falls, who will end up doing it? Will American forces end up being the ones to destroy Damascus? Maybe. Will it be the Israelis from Jerusalem? Maybe. Will it be the Russians rolling in and the Iranians to help out and just have a giant fireball of war? Maybe. I don't know. It could escalate, sure. Yes, it could be World War III. Honestly, with just Syria, I don't think so. But if and when Iran gets involved, then yeah, it sure would be. So, interesting times. Just perk up, and be careful, and don't get distracted by anything in particular. Right? It's always a sleight of hand. Always a sleight of hand. Some people care about education or Obamacare or whatever. Everything's a distraction. Remember, who's the Lord of this world? Unfortunately, it's not our Father, it's Satan. And Satan is deception. He loves it. That's what Babylon is all about. That's worldwide. Not just us, but it's coming. All right, so that's the scenario, basically. Watch out for the Hezbollah if and when we do this. There's not much you can do other than use your common sense and you exercise your Second Amendment rights and your First Amendment to speak, and like we're doing here, Conservative Nation Radio. We will be on the air no matter what happens. Hopefully we can provide some type of resource for you when stuff goes really bad. All right, this is the Manti Show, 44 minutes after the hour now, Conservative Nation Radio Network. We have shows all week long. I sincerely hope you tune into them all. And I'm going to tell you about our partner called LifeLock in just a second. We'll be right back.
Love America, you're among friends here.
Yeah, you sure are. Welcome back to the Manti Show. Let me talk to you about LifeLock here, talking about being secure and watching out for whatever may come down the pike. One of the worst nightmares in life that can befall you as an American is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. So don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24/7, 365, that's every day of the year. There is really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock now and get 10% off of their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did. And remember, I'll mention this one more time, we are now fully optimized. Conservative Nation Radio, fully optimized for smartphones, Android, iPhone, Blackberries, whatever. You can download all our podcasts or listen live wherever you are, whenever you want. Same great shows, same great people. Now fully optimized for your smartphone. It's Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. We'll be back in just a sec. Welcome back, folks. Manti Show, the last segment, 47 after the hour now. Conservative Nation Radio Network. Remember, we are brought to you by, this is the Trinity Media Studios. Please visit Trinity Media online or Trin Media on Twitter. Check it out. Remember, you can always email me with show requests or questions or comments, or maybe you want to see a guest on the program, or maybe you are a guest, or you are a potential guest and you want to be on the air. I will do interviews periodically, so email me if you want, Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. So it's almost done, and I'm just about sick of talking about this other stuff. Syria is going to happen, apparently. I mean, it's up to the Lord. He can withhold stuff. He can let stuff loose, and he will do that. So just keep an eye open. Remember that the destruction of Damascus is coming. It is coming. And then America will decline. And then other stuff happens. We'll get into that in other shows. By the way, if you are interested in the book of Revelation, I just taught the whole thing over several months on this program. Chapters 1 through 24. 22. The whole thing. So go to the archives on conservativenationmedia.com and find them. Yeah, every word, every line, every precept, everything in the book of Revelation that you wanted to know has been covered by me. All right. So please check that out. And it's football season, after all, is it not? It has started. And we got to keep some sanity and have some fun if you can. And football is the way to do that for me. NFL is back in force. As of last night. What is with these rain delays in football? I was telling my wife, this is definitely something new. I don't remember ever happening, even 5 years ago. This is like a brand new wussification of the league. I'm not sure what this is about. Lightning in the immediate vicinity. Yes, I get it. Lightning on the field, you run for your life. Okay, I get it. But Just Rain, you used to play in that stuff, you know. Anyways, season's here. I predict the official Super Bowl prediction of Manti is Denver Broncos. And yes, I decided this before last night's whooping of the Ravens. Denver Broncos versus San Francisco 49ers. Yes, I know the 49ers. They made it last year. It's tough to go back. Yes, yes, yes. But the quarterback, Kaepernick, is so revolutionary and such a perfect fit in what the coach wants to do. You really cannot understate that level of importance. And I don't know. I mean, you know, they've had some injuries already, but they'll be very, very, very hard to beat, especially when as the year goes on and they get back Crabtree and the rest of these dudes. Very tough to stop. That's my official prediction. My beloved Eagles will go nowhere. They will be in last place. Unfortunately, I don't see them even winning 8 games. It really pains me to say that, but this defense, the offense is going to score points and impress some folks. They will, even if it's Michael Vick. It's going to work pretty good. The defense is not going to work very good at all. You know, they're going to give up 25 points a game at minimum. It's just that bad. Starting this week, by the way, Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern time, Washington Redskins and Eagles. Big, huge ratings, I guarantee. The Michael Vick versus and new Chip Kelly Eagles versus the return of Robert Griffin III. Start, if you're in fantasy football, start your Redskins. All of them. Griffin, Alfred Morris, Pierre Garçon. They're each going to have humongo games. Huge, I believe. So, that's my advice there. And I just do not foresee good things for the Eagles this year. Just not going to happen. So, yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Got the Sunday ticket. I'm ready to rock on Sunday. Oh, by the way, college football is happening too. My Michigan Wolverines are playing Notre Dame for the last time in Michigan. I can't believe that. That is crazy talk. I cannot believe that's true. But apparently it is. They haven't scheduled it at in Michigan anymore. So it could be the last time for many, many years. That is sad because there have been some absolute classic football games between those teams very recently. You know, the last, what, 3, 4, 5 years, they've been almost everyone's been phenomenal. Mostly phenomenal because we have won. But they're both good teams. Whoever wins could be a top 10 team next week, recognized as a top 10 team. I mean, fortunately for my, you know, my Eagles are going to be depressing, but the Wolverines will be quite good, I think, this year. I don't, even if they lose 3 games, I'll be pretty surprised. So good season for Michigan, and can't wait to talk about that some more. Hopefully they beat the Irish tomorrow night. Talking about a top 10 possible national championship team, that would be phenomenal. So, a little joy, a little joy. Stay joyous, my friends, and thirsty. But stay joyous as much as you can. There's a lot to be upset about in this country and in this world. Yes, very true. But remember, Jesus Christ is your only salvation from any of the depression of this world. He's the only way. Lean on him and trust not your own understanding. All right? Do you know what that means? Don't think you know it, because you don't. God has got you, but you have to come to him. You have to surrender to him. Follow him. Be his disciple. Read the word of God. Find out what being his disciple is all about. Find out what he wants you to do. Don't listen to man. Don't listen to a priest or a preacher. Listen to God. And listen to how he would have you serve him. If you're not serving him, you're serving the devil and or yourself. And both of those are a prescription for disaster. Right? We're not about idolatry. the church, so please don't engage in it. That goes, you can make an idol out of anything, guys, anything. Even the Constitution itself. Nobody's a bigger supporter, but it's not the be-all, end-all. God is the be-all, end-all. Serve Him, do right by Him. Choose who you'll serve every day. Right? A wise person just said recently, wake up every day and say to yourself, I work for God. I'm working for God today. Like, that's your job. It is your job. And it's awesome. If you're not in a relationship with Him, there's a barrier between you and the Lord. That's where you need Jesus. Yeshua will save you and use you and talk to you and hold you. Once you feel the Holy Spirit, you'll know. Things will happen in your life that you will not be able to explain. And let's be ecumenical, okay? Let's bring it together. Right? If you're not on the opposite side, or on my side, right? Jesus addressed this very thing. Don't prevent them. Don't stop them from what they're doing just because they're not in our group. They're with me. Whoever is not against us is with us. So I encourage you to spread that gospel, the good news, wherever you go. Be impactful. It's time for leaders to emerge. It's time. Prophets, pastors, maybe you have a hard time accepting that you could be one of those leaders. Guess what? It's time to go. It's go time. You can do it. Because stronger is He than he that is in the world. And no arguing in my chat room. Got it? Get out of here. Silly kids. Sorry. Shouldn't have engaged there. But that's what happens when you're live on the air. Conservative Nation Radio Network. Please listen all week long. This is the Christopher Manti Show, signing off. Until next week, please, whenever you're listening to me, I thank you. And listen to all our great shows. The phone number for all is 718-305-7176. And take care of yourself. Take care of your brothers. And just please remember to be a light in this darkened world.